Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Sunday Sermon Shorts. My throat is a little bit gone. I've done two podcasts today. I don't know what day you're going to hear this one. Possibly the same day I do it. I don't know. Christian Post. I love this story. I hate this story. Let's be quick. Christian Radio Network drops Alistair Begg after advice on attending same-sex weddings. Now, I will be honest with you, I have not heard of Alistair Begg, but apparently he is an old-school fundy nutjob. So, I mean, it's the Christian Post. So, of course, he's an old-school fundy nutjob. Otherwise, why would they even be talking about him, right? Let's see what they had to say. A conservative Christian radio ministry has dropped Pastor Alistair Begg from its programming lineup after he suggested Christians could attend same-sex weddings to build bridges with the culture at large. Now that's interesting. It's not like he approved of same-sex weddings. I can assure you he doesn't. Don't take my assurances. We'll get to it. He was not promoting same-sex weddings. I promise that he was not, but never mind my promises. We'll get to it. He just said to one person, yeah, it's okay to attend. And he said that after some caveats. We'll get to those caveats as well. And for that, boy, did the storm come down on him. And his suggestion, I think this is really the thing that got him. You do it to build bridges with a culture at large. I think that's really what got him in trouble. Because if there's one thing that conservative Christians do not want to do, it is to build bridges with the culture at large, or to do anything that looks like you are building bridges with the culture at large. Now, Jesus, it seems, had a reputation for eating and drinking, a kind of a party guy, and hanging around people like prostitutes and thieves and tax collectors. Maybe he was building bridges with a culture at large. I'm not sure. So let's get into the story, shall we? I said this was going to be quick, but it's not. Begg, 71, serves as senior pastor at Parkside Church in Cleveland, along with his radio ministry, Truth for Life, carried by nearly 1,800 radio stations nationwide. The controversy stems from recently resurfaced comments Begg made in a podcast for Truth for Life in September, in which Begg discussed his new book, The Christian Manifesto. If you want to know how crazy this guy is, he doesn't find it at all odd or off-putting to call his writing a manifesto. That's who this is. As part of the podcast, Begg touched on a specific question. He said a grandmother asked him about her grandson, who she said was about to be married to a transgender person. And now this also probably got him into a bit of trouble too, because it's not just a gay person, it's a trans person. Yeah. So that's problematic. And whether she should attend the wedding. He goes on, We field questions all the time that go along the lines of, my grandson is about to be married to a transgender person, and I don't know what to do about this, and I'm calling to ask you to tell me what to do, which is a huge responsibility, Beck said. And in a conversation like that just a few days ago, and people may not like this answer, but I asked the grandmother, does your grandson understand your belief in Jesus? Yes. So we've got to prep this, right? We've got to get these qualifiers in. Okay, he knows you believe in Jesus. He goes on. Does your grandson understand that your belief in Jesus makes it such that you can't countenance in any affirming way the choices that he has made in his life? Yes. So before he gives his answer, he has to make sure that this godly grandmother has made her grandson's life a living hell, has made the relationship strained to the breaking point. Have you really, at every turn, made him know what a disappointment he is to God and you and the universe? That's what these questions are. He knows that you know that he's a dirty, rotten scumbag, right? So these are the qualifying questions. I said, well then, okay. As long as he knows that, you know, as long as he understands that you disapprove of everything about him, as long as he knows that, then I suggest that you do go to the ceremony, and I suggest that you buy them a gift. Beg went on to explain that Christians not attending such a ceremony could reinforce judgmental stereotypes the culture holds about the church. Now, isn't it interesting that he's got this really sensitive side? He's really sensitive about how the church might be perceived after grilling this woman and making sure that she has made the church look like a cesspit. So, honestly, it's not her not attending the wedding that makes the church look bad. It's you saying what you've said on air that makes the church look bad. Okay. I said, well, here's the thing. Your love for them may catch them off guard. First of all, why would your love for them catch them off guard? Why? Because you've shown them nothing but hate and disapproval? Just putting that out there. It goes on. But your absence will simply reinforce the fact that they said, these people are what I always thought, judgmental, critical, unprepared to countenance anything. A less self-aware statement I have never heard. Okay. Says the guy who is making sure that this grandmother has been judgmental and critical. And it is a fine line, isn't it? It really is. And people need to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. But I think we're going to take that risk. We're going to have to take that risk a lot more if we want to build bridges into the hearts and lives of those who don't understand Jesus and don't understand that he is a king. When the podcast first aired in September, Beg's comments recently resurfaced. Well, sorry, while the podcast, this is my dog playing here, and he's found his squeaky toy. I'm going to try to edit most of that out, so you may not hear anything except me talking about it, but it's really, really annoying. Studio pugs are supposed to be quiet. Hush. While the podcast first aired in September, Begg's comments recently resurfaced on social media and brought scrutiny on the longtime pastor and Scottish native. Within days, American Family Radio, AFR, the radio ministry of the American Family Association, announced its decision to no longer air Truth for Life after more than a decade. The statement read, "Recently, it came to our attention that Pastor Begg made statements that were unbiblical and failed to line up with the decades of faithful adherence to Scripture that listeners have come to expect from him. In essence, when the question was asked of him whether or not a family member should attend an unbiblical wedding ceremony between two homosexuals, Pastor Begg counseled Christians to attend and take a gift." Right, because it, you know, it's an unbiblical ceremony. You know, here's the hypocrisy of that. You know what else Christians, especially this kind of Christian, believes is an unbiblical marriage? The marriage between someone who's been divorced for an unbiblical reason. And that these days is just about most people. And yet, Christians attend those weddings. But you see, these are homosexuals and transsexuals. And that's an unbiblical marriage. Well, so are the other marriages that you attend. You hypocrites. Right? At American Family Association, we believe it to be an act of unfaithfulness to God to attend a ceremony that celebrates any union outside of the biblical models of marriage. I just named a biblical model of marriage where people attend weddings outside of, this is a poorly constructed sentence, where people have been through an quote-unquote unbiblical divorce. That marriage is unbiblical. It's outside of the biblical model, and yet you attend. Hell, you perform the marriages. Let's be clear. And you take a nice fee. The problem here is that this is homosexuals, you see. Don't you see the problem there? All right. The biblical model of marriage is being between one man and one woman. You see, isn't it funny, the thing that Christians look at as the biblical model of marriage? They look at that, one man and one woman, but they ignore the way more common issue. Once again, it's a theological thing. I'm a theological guy. I'm a theology guy. So I got to point it out. They are full of shit. And I believe that's what Jesus would say if he were here today. Members of our leadership team held a call with Alistair Begg's team. Our people spoke to his people and were unsuccessful in convincing them of his error. You know, this is how Christians go into a negotiation, an open-minded conversation. They're right, you're wrong, and they've simply failed to convince you of your error. Sorry about that. Too many podcasts. As a result of this, we will no longer air Pastor Alistair Begg's Truth for Life program. Despite the announcement, AFR remained listed as a partner on the Truth for Life website as of Thursday, AFR did not immediately respond to a request for comment by the Christian Post. Right. Okay. Okay. Wow. Just wow. So what do we do? What do we say about this? What do we learn about Christianity? Conservative, crazy fundy, real Christianity, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, hypocritical, batshit crazy Christianity. What do we learn about that? They really hate gays. They really, really hate gays. Because they're willing to chop off the head of one of their own who has been a stalwart of the faith. And this, if we call it a misstep, his one misstep. He's out of here. Gone. Gone. What do I keep saying? Homosexuality, destroying the church, wrecking the church. They're not even trying. They're just existing. And their members understand that, I don't think homosexuality is that bad. Yeah, we've read the Bible. We've heard your sermons. We think you're wrong. That's most Christians in America, folks. Read the polls. It's not a huge majority, but it is. And these preachers are just apoplectic. They're beside themselves. They've got to draw a hard line between them and evil and the evil that they've chosen isn't a hill worth dying on, in my opinion. I mean, preach some sermons about it if you like. The church used to, this is not a hill that they have always thought was worth dying on. The churches are crumbling. The United Methodist Church, the Southern Baptist churches, they're crumbling over this. This is just more indication of it. You know, marriage, they're withholding marriage for, or holding up marriage for Jesus, upholding marriage for Jesus. And yet they ignore the main thing that Jesus has to say about marriage and divorce and remarriage. They ignore that entirely and jump to this issue that wasn't even on Jesus' radar. That's how hypocritical they are. That's how broken they are. This is ridiculous. And so against homosexuality is the church that they are saying, yeah, your grandson, the one who loves you so much that they still come around and talk to you, even though you make his life miserable, that guy, you can't even go to his wedding because it's unbiblical. Now, if he had married a divorced Christian woman, she could have gone to that wedding. That is actually unbiblical. But no, homosexual, you can't even show up. Don't you dare bring a gift. Are you kidding me? No, no, no. You can even wear your t-shirt that says God hates fags, and that still wouldn't be enough. You can't show up. And you know she's got one of those t-shirts. She's wearing it right now. So, just wow. More and more, I don't even want to talk to these people. I don't want to reason with them. I don't want to have anything to do with them at all. But, you know, as usual, I look in the comments because I like the comments and I just like the comment section on my site. I like all the comment sections. And it was early in the comments. It may have been the second or third comment, but it encapsulated it perfectly. And it was three words: Christian cancel culture. Yeah, there you go. They really, really hate it. when a liberal, quote unquote, cancels a conservative. But there is no greater culture canceling machine than conservative Christians. They'll cancel anybody and everybody at the drop of a hat. This is what it looks like. Yeah, check out the comments if you take a look at this article. And speaking of comments, hey, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account, discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.